Sorry, the uniform inspector said there's a bus there.
I can keep going.
Todd, you guys have now played all the best teams in the NFC. Do you feel at least confidence walking away that you can play or beat anybody now?
Yeah, I mean, it's the NFL, man. Anybody can beat anybody, no matter what team it is. Just got to come in and be able to prepare. Go out there, execute, and the main thing is take care of the ball.
Todd, running, you look like you're having kind of extraordinary success. As far as just how long your carries were going for, what was working so well for you?
Coach Cromer, he does a great job every week of just coming in there and usually putting in good schemes. And, you know, he was able to do that. We know they like to, you know, rush the passer a lot and get upfield. And we was able to use that as an advantage. But, the big boys up front, they did good. You know, he'd be. Everybody did good. We just got to, you know, finish a little bit more.
Was their front as tough to block and to contain as you thought it might be?
I don't really know. I just think of another team, you know. Like I said, it don't really matter if you're number one, number two. Anything can happen. And, you know, the mindset was to come in here and dominate, you know, up front. But, you know, they got some great players. Credit to those guys, you know. One of the best defensive linemen in the league, Cox and those guys did a great job. They stepped up.
When you walk out of here in a game that had so many league changes, how do you process tonight? What went wrong? You know, so if you saw him again in the playoffs, it would be different.
Like I said, you know, just minimize the penalties and take care of the ball.
When it was 35-31, the fireworks were going off, and this place was probably as loud as it's ever been. To go from that emotional high to the feeling now in the locker room, like, how do you guys just push forward? Like, what is it about this group that you know you guys will push forward?
Well, it's football. Either you don't push forward, then you're going to keep losing. If you don't, then you're going to start winning. So, like I said, you win some, you lose some. You win and fight another day. And, credits to those guys. They came in, they played a great game, and, you know, we just got to bounce back next week.
There's two of your former teammates that got that sack fumble and then were able to return. I mean, does that bring anything to your mind when you see them like that?
I don't even remember that play for real. It's going to be gone. Be so many different plays. It's like a Rams family reunion out there seeing all those guys with Foles and Rod, Chris. So it was good seeing. It was good seeing those guys, man.
Todd,
just a couple more.
You had a lead against the Vikings. You beat the Saints. You had a lead against this team. Are you at least confident through this stretch that you guys could hang with some of the better teams in your conference?
Like I said, it's the NFL. Anybody can beat anybody in a given week. You know, you just got to come ready to play.
What you guys have to do as an offense when you get the ball, you know, in the fourth quarter with a lead to kind of put a team away?
I don't know, man. I'm not a coach. I can't really tell you. We just got to be. I don't know. I got to watch the film. You know, so much going on out there. It's crazy.
How do you know when to hurdle a guy like that? Does it just come naturally? I mean, you look like, you know, back in the old days at Georgia.
Yeah, if you want to keep playing, you better hurdle somebody. If not, then it ain't going to be too well. It ain't going to end well, I'll tell you that one.